Today is April the 21st. My name is Hunter, and we are on a journey into the loving heart of God. We meet here each day on this podcast to read from Scripture, to reflect, and to pray. Today's podcast is produced here in the Tin Can Turtle, the Airstream trailer, mobile studio, and abode of Heather, myself, and our wonder dog, Finn. We're currently on the Oregon coast in the little town of Seaside. You are joining a global community of brothers and sisters, friends and followers who are being transformed by love. Our readings come from the Revised Common Lectionary, and today they begin in Psalm 150. From there we go to Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 6, and we finish our reading in Mark's Gospel chapter 16, verses 9 through 18. This is the word of the Lord. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unequaled greatness. Praise him with the blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flutes. Praise him with clashes of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 9, 1 through 6. Wisdom has built her house. She has carved its seven columns. She has prepared a great banquet, mixed the wines, and set the table. She has sent her servants to invite everyone to come. She calls out from the heights overlooking the city. Come in with me, she urges the simple. To those who lack good judgment, she says, come, eat my food, and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways behind and begin to live. Learn to use good judgment. Mark 16, 9-18. The longer ending of Mark. After Jesus rose from the dead early on Sunday morning, the first person who saw him was Mary Magdalene, the woman from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went to the disciples who were grieving and weeping and told them what had happened. But when she told them that Jesus was alive and she had seen him, they didn't believe her. Afterward, he appeared in a different form to two of his followers, who were walking from Jerusalem into the country. They rushed back to tell the others, but no one believed them. Still later, he appeared to the 11 disciples as they were eating together. He rebuked them for their stubborn unbelief because they had refused to believe those who had seen him after he had been raised from the dead. And then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Mark. Amen. Wisdom has built a house. Wisdom has prepared a great banquet. She has mixed the wine and set the table, and everyone is invited. She's calling out for all to come. Her message is for us to leave our foolish ways behind. Leave it behind and come and live. Find the banquet that is already prepared. Find food you did not buy. Find a table set for you. Find what your heart is longing for. Find all this life and more in God. May we have ears to hear today the call of wisdom. To come, Come to life. Come to life abundant. Amen. And now let us take some time for silent prayer and reflection. And now, as our Lord taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let me invite you to join us for tomorrow's podcast. We meet each and every day to journey together into the loving heart of God. You can also join our other podcast, the Daily Radio Bible, where we go through the entire Bible over the course of a year. But more than that, our desire is that we would have an encounter with the God who is love. Find out more at dailyradiobible.com or wherever you get your podcast. Today's music for the podcast was provided by our friend and artist David Navu. Find out more about his music at davidnavu.com. And now, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let his joy be our strength. And let us always remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. Alrighty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care. Bye-bye.